take everything you've learned this week and let's make it practical. Are you ready? Let's go in 3, 2, 1. Thanks to Native for supporting Made for This. Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use every day with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. And now with plastic-free and recyclable packaging. Get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedo.com/madeforthis or using promo code madeforthis at checkout. Well, guys, I hope as you have looked at your life this week, you've noticed different places you're already on mission or places that you could be on mission if you just viewed it that way. There are so many parts of our lives that we just kind of go through the motion and we don't think about the fact that God deliberately set us in these places to make a difference. And so this week, I want you to ask yourself these three questions. You ready? Number one. What surprised you the most about the way you spend each of your weeks? If you did start to notice, what surprised you? What are the places that you didn't think of as mission fields before this week? Number two, how could you integrate the different parts of your life for the sake of building community? Is there anywhere that you could be more intentional or show up a little bit differently? I think about my friend that I know I've told you about that kept going to her kids' gymnastics class and then eventually realized, oh my goodness, I'm sitting here scrolling my phone and there's all these other moms right beside me and started to make friends there. What are places that you could show up differently and integrate community into the places you already are in your week? And then number three, what little everyday activities could you invite people into? One of the greatest ways that you can share mission together is just do your everyday tasks together. That's how most of the world's doing this. They're in village life and they're getting water together and walking down there and sharing life together. They're making the fire together and cooking dinner together. They're doing parenting together because they're not in separate households. They're all together in a village. They're in life together. So one of the greatest ways you can really begin to share a mission together is to share life together, to just run errands together, to take walks together, to bring each other into different issues you have with your boyfriend or with your friends or with your work or with your kids. So again, that question is, what little everyday activities could you invite people to do with you? You all have shared those things with me on Instagram and the text stream. You all have told us the greatest, funnest things you do together. And it's just been so cute to see how you've applied this book and this podcast to the little crevices of your life and how differently you're living and thinking about your everyday tasks. Love it. And I want y'all to keep sharing that. In fact, text us. We have this awesome text stream that Chloe will share with you in a minute, the way to join it. But text us what you're doing, those little bitty things that you're doing in your everyday life, and share them on Instagram and tag us and we will reshare it, right? A lot of the things we're sharing right now on Instagram is a repost of the things you're sharing out there about the book. So post and share and tag us, Jenny Allen, on Instagram. And yeah, because you can't know how much that stuff encourages me. I just, you know, it's such a weird job I have. Like, I put all this stuff out. I put If Gathering out. I put a book out. I put the podcast out. And there are so many of you that participate with me. I can't even believe it. We just passed 20 million downloads on the podcast in a few years. I don't understand how many of you are out there with us. But let us know you're out there. Tell us. Leave a review on the podcast. Leave a review on the book. We read those things. We want to hear from you, at least the positive ones I read. I told y'all earlier this week, I don't read the negative ones, but I absolutely read the positive ones. And I'm just so grateful for all of you who are sharing this and a part of this community. But we love you and we want to know you and we want to know you're out there. So anyway, thanks. And all of you that have texted that I haven't texted back, I've read every single text you've written. I should just send a smiley face. Sometimes I'm waiting to like have more time to reply better, but I really do read all the texts and I'm just grateful. So thank you for being part of our community. And so next, two verses. Romans 12:4-5. For as in one body, we have many members and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another, that we belong to one another. I love this scripture, that we belong to one another in Christ, and that means something. That should mean something to you. That should mean that there are a certain number of people in your village, in your inner circle that you feel responsible for, that if something happens to them, you know they're your people and you are going to check on them and take care of them and in life with them. And the same goes for you if something happens to you. So we belong to each other, Romans 12:4-5. And then the second verse is 2 Thessalonians 3:11-12. For we hear that some among you are walking in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Such a great verse. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. He's saying, get busy. And I love this verse. And I talk about this verse in the book, in the Bible study. You are called to work. You are not called to idleness. And some of you need to hear that because you just are wasting your time gossiping and petty. One of the greatest ways to get over your sin, over the burdens and your past and the things that are causing you difficulty is to run the race that God set before you. I believe those things happen as Hebrews 12. I've told you over and over again, those things go together. And so that idea that we become gossips when we're not busy about our work, that is real. When we get lazy and idle, we complain, we get cranky. We all saw it in ourselves during COVID. We just got soft. We weren't disciplined. Some of you were crazy and good for you, but most of us were idle and it wasn't good for us. It wasn't emotionally good for us. It wasn't relationally good for us. And so one of the greatest things you can do is live a shared mission with people where you get up in the morning and you have purpose and you know what your purpose is. If that's child rearing, if that's cooking for your family, if that is a job that you enjoy, if it's a job you don't enjoy, it's still good. Work is good and work is a gift. Prior to the fall, work was a part of our story and our calling in our life. Work is a gift from God. And so we need to know what our work is, identify it. We need to have team and mission in our work. Even if that means you're a stay-at-home mom, that you would have other people that you are doing that job with and going to the park with and disciplining your kids together and cooking together and doing life together. We need to bring community into the missions and the work that we have, and we need to bring mission into our relationships and friendships.
We are excited to partner with Native because Native makes safe, simple, effective products that people use every single day with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. What I love about Native's deodorants is that they're aluminum and paraben-free, and they offer 24-hour odor protection, so they're vegan, cruelty-free, and they're made with naturally derived ingredients. Plus, you can choose from over 10 different scents now, which is awesome. Their classic is coconut and vanilla, which is what I use. They have sensitive formulas that are made without baking soda. They have unscented, they have a deodorant for everybody. So I put Native to the test, and coconut vanilla is my go-to scent. I tried it out on one of these hot summer Texas days, and I'm telling you, number one, it doesn't leave residue on your shirt. Number two, if you have sensitive skin like I do, it doesn't leave your underarms irritated, and you can use it while you're working out, and it really actually works. Guys, now Native is doing their part by releasing deodorant in new 100% plastic-free recyclable packaging. Are you ready to try plastic-free deodorant? Get 20% off your first order by going to nativedeo.com/madeforthis or use promo code madeforthis at checkout. That's 20% off your first order by going to nativedeo.com/madeforthis or using promo code madeforthis at checkout.
So the challenge this week is actually to complete the time assessment. And again, go to jennyallen.com and it's there for you. You can download it, the Find Your People book club guide. It has all these charts for you. Or it's inside the book and you're going to basically start to notice where you're spending your time. Where's the mission that you already have in your life? Because there probably already is a mission in your life. And then also, who are the people that are beside you in the missions of work or child rearing or college that are already right beside you? You can name them. Who are those people? Start to notice them and start to think, hey, could we be on mission together in this space? Imagine how to spend your time in such a way that the tasks of our day, just the everyday thing, is redeemed into something that's eternal. That's the goal, is that we take our mundane places and tasks and the people that we're with and we redeem it and we use it for good. I was last night at dinner with one of our pastors and we just had a great meal, the four of us as couples, and talked about everything. And honestly, it was such a great conversation that when the waiter would come up, I think we all felt bothered because we were just so into the conversation that we didn't even want to be interrupted. And ironically, my pastor, Timothy Atik, he had just given a sermon on evangelism and how every moment is the potential to have a deep conversation about God. And I'm sitting there with him who just preached that sermon. And we're all kind of ignoring our waiter. And I was like, I'm sorry. I got to know our waiter. I was like, Joey, thank you for taking good care of us tonight. Like, tell me how we can pray for you this week. And I just did exactly what TA had told me to do in the sermon a few weeks ago. And guys, just like TA had told us in the sermon, he opened up to us. Like this often happens when I ask people if I can pray for them. He talked about going to see his sister in Austin and that he's worried about her. And then we started talking about his sister and what she needs right now and why he's worried. And then we started talking about churches in Austin that they could visit together. And he talked about church and his family's relationship with church. I mean, it was an unbelievable conversation. And it just all transpired because we asked him, how can we pray for you? And so every little place, even a meal, can become a mission field. And the friends that you're with can turn towards the people around you, even a waiter, and love them and care for them and watch God work in their life just because you viewed that meal as a mission field. All of our life can be this way. All of our life can be a mission field. And all the people we're around, we can be on mission together with. We just have to see it that way.
So ready? On your phone right now, open up your text messages and send the word podcast to the number 214-225-6267. You will be in our, what we call the texties. It's our text message best friends that we text, and Jenny will send stuff, send videos, send pictures, like exclusive stuff just for you guys. Text the word podcast to 214-225-6267. Thank you.